Okay, this one is for my black people. I'm going to play this clip from Mr. Neely Fuller. Y'all tell me what you think about it. I'm not quite sure how I feel about it yet, but I mean, you can't tell me what you think about it, but you know what I mean. Think about what you think about it. It's about if black leaders, like, do we really have black leaders in our community? Is basically what the question is. So let's see what he has to say.
To say, when you ask who are the leaders of black people, what's the truth? Yes. All of the leaders of black people are white. Now, what we call leaders are spokespersons. I am a spokesperson. What is a black spokesperson? A person who speaks. In other words, here's a mic, here's a podium, I walk around up here, and I stand here, and I speak. I don't produce anything. The clothes that I'm wearing and whatnot, they have a source. You know where it is. Okay? So I'm just a spokesperson. And there are a lot of people who wear the tag of leader just because they are speaking. You see them on TV all the time. They are spokespersons. What's the requirement of a leader? First of all, you got to be able to protect your followers. I don't know of any black person on earth that can do that. Now, when I say protect your followers, I'm from the white supremacists. That's the only time you're a black leader.
Okay, y'all hear the sirens in the background and shit? Yeah, they're chasing somebody. I mean, it's probably a white cop chasing somebody. I'm just saying. All right, hold on. I'm going to get some music going, too, in the background. Put some music on.
That a black person who is my leader, I get in trouble, I get on the phone. All I should have is that leader's phone number and say, hey, look, maximum leader. I'm down here on La Brea, and I'm in trouble with the white folks. Tell me where you are again, and I tell him. He says, okay. Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care of it. And they will know it when they hear that I'm on my way. Now, see, now you got a leader. Now, I'm talking about it, and they mean it. I mean, you know, and when they hear he's coming, I mean, they turn you loose and take off running. Now you got a leader. Other than that, you just got a spokesperson. You just got a person that come there and, you know, and speak for you. And the racists will say, well, I don't know. I don't know whether we let him go or not. What do you think, Dale? See, no, that's not leadership. Leadership is when you got the muscle. Otherwise, you're just talking. Now, somebody might say, by that analogy, Jesus was not a leader. Well, Jesus, according to what everybody told me, had the best leadership in the world. And that was God. Okay? So you can't argue against that one. The creator of the universe. But see, I don't see no black person that is supposed to have that kind of muscle. Not even enough muscle to get white people, you know, to back off. I mean, where they can't question it. See, there's no negotiating. See, because the white supremacists don't negotiate. They don't have to negotiate. They just say, hey, move.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to say this about, you know, gangs and all like that. That's something I try to impart to young and old gang leaders. I say, now, you're supposed to be a gang leader. You ain't even got a good medic. Right. One of your guys gets shot, you got to call for public service. Now, what kind of leadership is that? You're supposed to be the baddest dude out here. All right? Not only that, they come and bulldoze your grandmother's house. And you said it was your turf. And there's some white guy out there sitting on a caterpillar, you know, bulldozing your grandmother's house and eating a sandwich while he's doing it. He ain't even got a gun. And this is your turf. Now, see, when you're a real gang leader, you go out there and tell all them 500 construction workers, you all be out of here by noon. And by the way, leave your equipment. It's mine because it's on my land. Yeah, see how that flies. Okay.
So, what y'all think? So yeah, just explore your mind and I guess marinate on that one. Yeah. Listen to, in the meanwhile, though, listen to Trump cry. He just got finished with court today. He's crying and complaining. You notice everything he says, it's like a complaint. He's saying how somebody did him wrong, how somebody did this to him, how somebody did that to him. Dude, you put yourself in this spot, dude. You did that shit. You are the common denominator, you clown.
He's still talking about E. Jean Carroll.
What?
He just said, I don't know who she is, and now I owe her $1 million or something. I think. I only caught the tail end of it.
There's this little punk ass kid sitting there with him.
Trump, the presumptive Republican president.
Get him, Jake. Jake Tapper hates him.
Wire for sound that
I love it.
At the courthouse there, if we're going to be doing this for the next few weeks, they're really not making this easy for the American people to try to understand what exactly is going on. Let's bring in CNN's Daniel Dale, our resident fact checker.
Oh, yeah, this is the fact checker, y'all. I'm going to play this for a second. What's his name? What's his dude's name? I'm going to give him his credit. Daniel, they'll put his name. I'm giving his credit. Hold up. But y'all know Jake Tapper is.
Now in these appearances I do after these post-court hearings, for me to note that former President Trump said this is a Biden trial.
Come on, y'all, put his name up.
Or Biden is the one who brought this case. I come out here and note correctly that that's not true. It's completely baseless. Again, for the, I don't know how many times I've said this.
They put his name up, I'll read his name. But he's doing the fact checks.
That President Biden has had any personal role in bringing the case.
It's like when, oh, there it is. Daniel Dale, CNN reporter.
I was close.
Yep. Daniel, this is Daniel Dale. He's doing the fact checks. Sorry, I'm rambling.
Ordered him there, et cetera. And then we had this laundry list of other claims. So former President Trump, you know, said he should be campaigning in various states. Perhaps he would have been. We can't, you know, check that hypothetical. But our Kristen Holmes keeps noting that even on the off days that former President Trump has, he tends to not be scheduling campaign events. He tends to be at Mar-a-Lago on the golf course. So the idea that he'd be out campaigning every day he's in court, I think, is dubious at best. Then he repeated a claim about another case, the Judge Engoron case, where he says, he keeps saying Judge Engoron turned down the appellate division.
It's crime time, y'all. We're exposing these racists and these pedophiles for a little bit here. Let's see what they're out here doing, y'all. I mean, it's important we know what these people are doing, so we're going to expose some of them. So I got a clip here. This is, says doctor raped 8-year-old girl, said he wanted to help her explore sexuality in a safe place. And then they have his bedroom in like parentheses and shit. So it's this white dude, yeah, he's a doctor. It says, Dr. Len Litteman was sentenced to 50 years in prison for raping an 8-year-old girl at his home. Once again, Dr. Len Litteman, white fella, was sentenced to 50 years in prison for raping an 8-year-old girl at his home. The sentence was enhanced because of a previous rape conviction of a 14-year-old girl. Wow, that shit is fucking crazy as hell. So I'm gonna play this clip. They sentenced his... All right.
A jury convicted Lynn Lindeman this afternoon after 2 days of testimony. KCCI has been covering the Lindeman's trial since it started on Wednesday. KCCI's Bo Bowman is live from the Polk County Courthouse this evening. And Bo, the defense didn't call any witnesses.
Shit.
No, they didn't, Jody. This morning,
why would they?
And the defense team moved into their closing arguments. We do want to remind viewers at home that we're not going to reveal the identity of the victim.
I'm going to just pause it for a second. That ain't no stereotype that a lot of the pedophiles out here are white adult, older males. I'm going to say between like 40 and like
90. Maybe like 45 to 90. I don't know what that is.
Or her family. Now, Dr. Lynn Lindemann was a pediatric orthopedic surgeon from Ankeny. He watched closing arguments from his attorney's table. Lindemann's defense team told jurors investigators didn't collect enough evidence and relied heavily on the accounts of children. They also argued the child victim that testified was coached on what to say, but prosecutors warned jurors not to let the defense team's conspiracy theories distract them from the evidence.
So in this case, when you have prosecutors teaching her words, her father teaching her words in preparation for trial, you have
just playing this video of this pedophile being sentenced for sexual assault of a child.
Is a reasonable doubt.
They're manufacturing a distraction. Because if you can't convince them, confuse them. That's what they're trying to do.
Now, second degree sexual abuse carries 25 year sentence.
Should carry life.
Iowa, but Lindemann could face an enhanced penalty for a previous conviction from the 1970s in which he received a deferred judgment. He'll stand trial for those enhanced charges coming up here on April 1st. Now,
did you hear about, I don't know if it was a fake post. I don't think it was. I saw it yesterday. I think I bookmarked it. I'm gonna see if I can find it. They were talking about, forgot what state it was, but they want dude to be castrated. This is the sex offender dude. And the district attorney is asking for castration. I wanna see if I could find it. Holy shit, this dude snapped. This old white man, some of them would be dangerous as hell. Man kills wife and daughter because they were nagging him. Roger Hanks, once again, Roger Hanks, that's with a K, 76 years old, shoots his wife, Judith Hanks, 75, dead for nagging him about his gun. Then kills daughter, 37, too, before bragging to cops that he's the best of the best with a gun. You hear this shit, baby? Mm-mm. Roger Hanks confessed that he got in an argument with his wife, Judith, and told her, if you keep up this thing, it's going to go off on you. He then pointed the gun, and here's the great, you know how many times before that he's probably said that to her, but just didn't do it? He then pointed the gun at his wife and told her if she did not shut up and leave him alone, that he was going to plug her. Then Roger Hanks told police when he shot his wife and she fell down, his daughter Emily went into a rage, so he killed her too. All right, I'm gonna play the video here. I got it, y'all.
Told them that he did kill his.
Okay.
A gruesome crime has rattled a quiet neighborhood in Chester County. Police say 76-year-old Roger Hanks has been charged with murder in the killings of his wife and daughter.
Investigators say it happened last night following a heated argument inside their home in East Marlboro.
Friday night, in the big story on Action News, is a husband charged with killing his wife and daughter in Chester County.
Police say he admitted to the crime once officers arrived to the house last night.
Action News reporter Becca Hendrickson is live at Kennett Square, where the suspect was arraigned this afternoon. Becca.
Rick Achari, a gruesome crime indeed. Investigators saying that Roger Hanks told them that he did kill his wife and daughter. Some of the neighbors telling me they weren't shocked this happened. Some of them were afraid of Hanks and said he would threaten them. In this house on Wiltshire Drive in East Marlboro Township, police say a 76-year-old man shot and killed.
Shit, that's normal for a white man to threaten somebody, though, sometimes. Sometimes, y'all, you know the ones.
Shot his wife, 75-year-old Judith Hanks.
Y'all gotta get out your feelings about that stuff, because I know it's people in their feelings about that stuff.
According to charging documents, Hanks had gotten in an argument with his wife and had been cleaning his gun at the time, telling her, quote, if you keep up, this thing is going to go off on you. He then pointed the gun at his wife and said, quote, if she did not shut up and leave him alone, that he was going to plug her. Police say after the shooting, Tang called a family friend who called 911. Investigators came to the home Thursday night and tried to save the women but couldn't. Hanks was found in his garage and arrested. Neighbors recalled their own terrorist SWAT teams and helicopters descended on the quiet block.
I think the first texts we got were, you know, there's been a shooting in the neighborhood. They're not really sure what the situation is.
Brian McFarland said the tragedy has rattled and traumatized.
You're gonna keep Bobby Portis in your lineup, but
okay, he should have a good game tonight.
We've got the same breed of dogs that they do.
I think the Bucks are gonna pull this game out tonight too.
Seem like the most personable people and happy to get to know their neighbors.
And police also said in that affidavit that Hanks bragged to them about his ability with firearms and also told them he would frequently enter shooting.
Sorry about that noise, y'all. I'm putting a cigarette out if you hear something like
prison without bail. His preliminary hearing set for next month. Live here in Kennett Square, Becca Hendrickson, Channel 6, Action News. Rick?
All right, Becca.
All right, Becca, thanks. Yep, I found it, baby. I found that clip.
Which clip?
The one, remember I was just telling you that there's a DA, a district attorney, and I couldn't figure out what state it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Louisiana. So there's this dude that's being sentenced for raping a girl,
mm-hmm.
and they want him castrated. So I'm going to read this. I found the clip. This is out of Louisiana. And then I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to play the clip. So it says, Louisiana man to be castrated for raping, impregnating 14-year-old girl. This is in Livingston Parish, Louisiana. A Louisiana man convicted of raping a teenage girl will be physically castrated as part of his sentencing, which includes a 50-year stint in prison. Now I'm going to get the clip together. So give me a second, y'all. See, I feel like we can do that now a little bit because we're like probably more comfortable and stuff, everyone with each other.
First on the news at 6, a man in Livingston Parish was sentenced to a very rare punishment this week by choice.
Glenn Sullivan Sr. opted to be surgically castrated on top of his 50-year sentence for raping a teen. News 2's Beth Casterly with why prosecutors push for the procedure.
Sylvia, while this method of punishment has been on the books for it's extremely rare that a defendant actually chooses it, usually opting for the less permanent.
Don't they do that shit in other countries and stuff?
Glenn Sullivan Sr. of Springfield pleaded guilty to raping
like
a 14-year-old girl multiple times, resulted in a pregnancy.
He was sentenced Wednesday
by Judge William Dykes to 50 years in prison and physical castration. The first of its kind sentence in Livingston Parish.
I want to say I've had three people ordered to be chemically castrated.
So I'm going to stop it just for a second. This is the district attorney, Brad Cascio, C-A-S-C-I-O. So I'm just saying, y'all, Louisiana, you don't do no crime. Don't get caught with no weed down there. I heard about Louisiana, yeah, so I don't even know if I would go. Man, because you asked me that out the blue. It was weird one day randomly. You were like, would you ever want to go to Louisiana? And I was like, I had to think about it for a minute. But nah, but like, I'm just saying, this assistant district attorney, because he said this has only been done like a few times. So my point is, this district attorney don't play no games. He seems like don't go down there doing nothing. Black people, don't go. If you're going to Louisiana, don't commit no crime, don't get caught with no weed. Don't do nothing, because this Brad Cox, because you see how he wants to do this. And I agree, like the pedophile, I don't think they should ever get out of prison. Personally, I think they should have their own island and they should just all be there and just never get out. So, but this Brad dude, he's serious.
But to my knowledge, this is the first physical castration to be ordered.
Prosecutor Brad Cascio says due to Sullivan's criminal history and the severity of his case, he pushed for the sentence.
I felt that this case
was a
strong enough case and warranted.
What's up, baby?
Such action.
According to a Louisiana law that's been in effect since 2008, people convicted of certain rape offenses may be sentenced
to
chemical castration,
or if they choose,
physical castration or surgical removal of their testicles.
Sullivan chose this option.
He agreed in writing.
Yeah, Charlie ain't got no balls.
When it happens is up to the Department of Corrections.
He's totally
it has to be done Charlie. No later than 1 week prior to his release. So they can do it immediately or they can wait.
Tuesday afternoon, a bill authored by Senator Regina Barrow that would allow a judge to order surgical castration without the defendant's consent.
Marley, you listening to this?
Under the age of 13, was returned to the calendar. In its current form, her bill allows the punishment for nonviolent sex crimes like child pornography and video voyeurism. A spokesperson for the Department of Corrections could not comment on this particular sentencing, but says surgical castration is, quote, very rare. In the newsroom, Bess Casserly, WBRZ News 2. Bess.
So I'm going to read this clip. Well, I'm going to read the clip, and then I'm going to play the video, too. And it's about, this guy, I'll read the headline real quick. So the court upholds Milwaukee police officers firing for posting racist memes after the Sterling Brown arrest. I don't know. For people that are in Wisconsin, you've heard about it. He used to play for the Bucks. And they roughed him up at a Walgreens one night, you know, basically beat him up, threw him on the ground, did all this bullshit to him. And so the court is upholding that officer's firing. So what do you have to say about it, baby?
I was just going to say, I feel like people in public government or private government shouldn't have social media, personal social media accounts.
Oh, okay.
Because isn't that what they did?
Pretty much.
Is they were on their Facebooks or just whatever's saying, making fun of him or
right.
Whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
But like, your private life should be completely separate from your professional one.
Well, that's on you to keep it that way.
That's very true. Like, if you aren't friends with me, you can't see anything.
You know, and that's a good and bad thing with the social media.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah, like if you're
like, you have to be smart enough to not post shit like that.
Though. Right. You know, to each his own, but like if I was in a professional world of any kind where there was, I probably wouldn't even have any kind of, I wouldn't have a Twitter yet. Right. Y'all hear the police siren? Here we go. Yep. Like we're always saying, they're going to protect us downtown. They ain't bullshitting.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even have a social media presence.
It'd just be best not, because then you don't even have to worry about it.
Because I also wouldn't want coworkers knowing about my personal life or anything. Because
right. You know, people just snoop around and look on people's shit just so, you know, they're sitting there bored or whatever.
All they do
but
is get your name and all of a sudden you're in a deep dive rabbit hole.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, I probably wouldn't even have a social media page if I was anything like that. It would just be, I would just feel a little. Yeah, but
or also just don't say anything controversial.
There you go. There you go. You
like
yeah.
Have some self-control.
There you go. Or how about not feel the bullshit ways? So then you're not saying the stuff because you don't feel that
that's
way.
That's where it starts. Yes.
You know what I mean? It's all what's in your heart and what's because right. You know.
But like, have some self-control. That just goes to show you that some people feel that they are above everything. Because they just felt like they could just say whatever, put whatever out there, do whatever.
Sort of like Trumpies.
And they wouldn't, and there wouldn't be any ramifications at their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like with my job, I know there's certain things that I can't post about.
Right. You got good discipline with that though. Because you know, yes, it's like.
Because that has happened where somebody posted about
something or whatever,
a political figure that we were representing.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
She
didn't know.
I remember that.
She didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just on a different side of the aisle, and
they weren't trying to hear none of it.
No.
Right. All right, I'm going to get this video together, y'all. Give me a second. So, I'm sure y'all enjoy the jazz music. Even if you don't love jazz music, it's relaxing and shit. We love jazz music, but I'm saying for people listening. And it's good background music. All right, so I'm gonna read the clip. So this is out of Madison, Wisconsin. This is by Scott Bauer. So it says, the Wisconsin Supreme Court Tuesday ruled that a former Milwaukee police officer was properly fired for posting racist memes related to an arrest of an NBA player that triggered a public outcry. Officer Eric Andrade was involved in the 2018 arrest of Sterling Brown, who then played for the Milwaukee Bucks. Shout out Milwaukee Bucks, let's go get this win tonight. Brown alleged that police, no, ain't no alleging, they did. There's video. Y'all can go look the Sterling Brown video up. Brown alleged that police used excessive force and targeted him because he is black when they confronted him for parking illegally in a handicapped accessible spot. He was talking with officers while waiting for his citation when the situation escalated. Officers took him down and used a stun gun because he didn't immediately follow the orders to remove his hands from his pockets. I told you, I've been tased before. And they billed me for that shit, the North Shore Police Department. They gave me a bill for, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they had, like, that's crazy. But Andrade, did I pronounce his name right, baby? I mean, it don't matter. He's a punk, so I don't care if I'm butchering his name. Bless you. Andrade was not involved with the arrest of Brown, but did transport him after his arrest. Oh, side note. Some of them officers that were involved in that weren't those some of the ones that were putting their fingers in people's assholes and shit? Checking them for dope and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can go look that up too, yep. I know that sounds gross, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you might not want to be doing that kind of bullshit. Yeah, that was some next level crap, yeah. Yep, so yeah, that was some weirdo shit. Brown filed a federal rights lawsuit against the city police department and several officers who were involved in his arrest, including Andrade. Now I'm going to get the clip together, the video. All right, here we go. This is from ESPN. There's tons of the video, so I just pulled one up that's a little bit shorter. This one's about 4 minutes.
Building in the city of Milwaukee, pending the release of police body camera footage that would potentially reveal what happened to...
Oops, sorry about that.
Building in the city of Milwaukee...
All right, we got it. Sorry, y'all.
Police body camera footage...
I accidentally hit the pause button and then... But I ain't going back to do all this over.
...arrested by Milwaukee police in January for a parking violation. The charges were dropped 2 days later, and according to Brown's attorney, the rookie guard plans to file a civil rights lawsuit against the Milwaukee Police Department. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has expressed concern about public backlash following the release of the video. In the last hour, the Milwaukee Police Department posted the body camera footage on their website. The first 8 minutes of the video covers the police encountering Brown over a parking violation in a Walgreens parking lot. Then the officers use a stun gun on Brown, arresting him during questioning.
Yeah, I guess it's been 12 hours.
Right, this took place around 2 a.m. on January 26th. Later, Brown was brought to his feet and remained handcuffed on his way to be taken into custody. The video was released after the Milwaukee Police Department held a news conference around 6:15 Eastern time earlier today, just about 45 minutes ago. John Barr was there in Milwaukee for the news conference and joins us now on SportsCenter. John, what more can you tell us about what was said during this news conference?
Well, Kevin, no members of the media had an opportunity to see that video before the press conference. But it wouldn't have mattered because we weren't allowed to ask any questions. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales has talked about the need for greater transparency, but did not answer a single question after reading a brief statement. Here's some of what he had to say.
Our department conducted an investigation into the incident, which revealed members acted inappropriately, and those members were recently disciplined.
Oh, is that Chief Morales' old...
not
punk ass. He's the mayor of, I mean, he's the chief of Fitchburg police now out there near Madison.
This incident escalated to this level.
Now, Chief Morales did not elaborate on what those disciplinary actions against the officers involved entailed. However, WISN in Milwaukee reported earlier today that three officers will be suspended, one for 15 days, one for 10, one for two. Chief Morales, again, did not answer any questions, so we got no confirmation of that from the police chief.
And you ain't gonna get no answers out of Chief Morales. That's part of the reason he's gone. Yeah, dude was, he was bad. All right. I'm gonna do a little music intermission real quick. I'm gonna go get some food. So I'm gonna play this Styles P and Havoc. This is off the Wreckage Manor album. If y'all wanna go check it out. Wreckage Manor album. This is Styles P and Havoc.
Coming from a place where you gotta be live, and nobody give a fuck about your positive vibes. Every week another hustler, a shot of a die. Yeah, this shit is so depressing, so I gotta get high. And I come from a place where it's on, it's on. Couldn't get to you, nigga, then we nabbing your mom. From the birthplace of Molly Ball, nice and mall. Crack was king, we were screaming peace to the God.
Yeah, that candle smells good.
If you fire at a man, better aim at his tooth. If the lobby too hot, put the cane on the roof. If you know the struggle, nigga, put the pain in the booth. Come from a place no fucks is gave. Out of towners can't shine, gotta tuck they chain. Niggas will never change, cause they stuck in their ways. Play your part and get a permanent part in your waves. 21 gun salute for niggas that deserve it. 36 old for my niggas that be serving. 25 to hell if they catch you for that murder. Always keep it 100, that shit'll get you further. 21 gun salute for niggas that deserve it. 36 old for my niggas that be serving. 25 to hell if they catch you for that murder. Always keep it 100, that shit'll get you further. You know I kept it 1,000.
Protesters stormed Columbia building, they're barricading themselves inside. We're watching CNN too, y'all. Niggas kill for this shit, you kidding how you want. We'll talk about that one day too.
99's too short and 99 and a half, you still missing 2 4s. 2 8s, 2 quarts, 2 guns by my side when I snooze off. And that's word to the new ports, I just quit. From my barrel to your muffin, get the news quick. Stick to the script, boy, you getting hit. Niggas get it lit, niggas get it lit. 21, 36, 2500. This ain't God math, but you can multiply from it. Turn that L to a W, get your eye from it. 23rd, that's my word, nigga, put your high on it. 21 gun salute for niggas that deserve it. 36 old for my niggas that be serving. 25 to hell if they catch you for that murder. Always keep it 100, that shit'll get you further.
I'm going over to your mom's in a little bit, baby.
Yes.
Okay. Tell her I said hello. You gonna have some coffee over there, or are you just going to just do
probably
what you
got? Probably a Un Cafe.
A little Un Cafe. Yeah, Michelle's heading over to her mom's just to say hi, you know, that kind of stuff. Check in. Yeah, always check in on your people. It's about, you know what I'm saying? Because we talk about that a lot, like, as you know, your family members and stuff like that get older. It is important, you know what I'm saying, to just check in and stay connected and shit. Because it's easy, like, with, you know, everyone's lives and stuff, you're working and doing stuff. And then if you got your own kids or, you know, whatever you got going on in your life, you know what I mean? So, all right, y'all, we got one more here to do. This is this teacher raped a 14-year-old 8th grade student. And he was on, whoa, they only gave dude 5 years of probation. Holy shit, we're gonna have to play this video, y'all. All right, check this out. Dude only got 5 years of probation.
Breaking right now as well.
If that ain't white privilege.
Former student teacher accused of having inappropriate contact with a teenager found out her sentence. Jessica Schmitz at the alert desk with an update from Butler County Court. Anale de Torre will not actually serve any jail time as part of her sentence. Instead, she's going to spend 5 years on probation. The former Liberty Junior School student teacher pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles back in February. As part of that, the other 10 counts against her were dismissed. Investigators say Torre met the victim, who was between 13 and 15 years old, while she was working at the school. Prosecutors say the sexual contact happened outside of the classroom on May 21st, 2022. According to Lakota Local Schools, that is after she finished student teaching at the school on May 4th, 2022. As part of her sentence, she also must register as a sex offender and cannot have any contact with anyone underage without supervision.
Are you ready for the burning spear?
So this is burning spear. We're going to roll out with the burning spear. I'm gonna get some food in me. Michelle's about to head to her mom's. And then get my little basketball lineups together. Shout out DraftKings. Get that together. Get my player in for the NBA playoff survivor thing. Babe, you described that good. Like, you know, it's basically like the NFL survivor pool. Mm-hmm. It's just NBA survivor pool. Yep. You get to pick one player. You know, all the teams in the playoffs. You pick one player every night, and you can't use that player no more. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever gets the most points and stuff at the end wins. So me and Michelle got three teams in there. So we're trying to get that. So, yep, looking forward to that. Looking forward to these games. Me and Michelle caught a little nap, so I feel a little fresh. So, yeah, this is Burning Spirito. Y'all check Burning Spirito. Hopefully, baby, like we were saying, you know how awesome that would be when we go to California if Burning Spear happens to be playing somewhere out there, like at one of them like reggae festivals or something like that. That'd be cool as hell to go out there and watch that. Go see Burning Spear live, or like even like Steel Pulse or something like that. So this is from a concert in Italy. This is Burning Spear live in Italy. And so I'm just going to play about a minute of it for people that like reggae. So this is Burning Spear. Other than Bob Marley, I like Steel Pulse too, but other than Bob Marley, Burning Spear is my favorite. So I'll play a minute of it. Thanks for listening, y'all. Stay safe and we'll holler at y'all soon.
I'd like to bring and stay the greatest legend. Let's hear it for the Burning Spear!
Peace, y'all. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Let's go, Bucks. Coffee and I'm straight.
Yes. So behold, the spear burning on the diamond. So behold, the spear burning. Oh, my destiny, my destiny, oh, 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 o